Route 4, Etosha Safari Camp to Damara Mopane Lodge, to Damaralan. After an enjoyable time exploring Etosha National Park and enjoying the relaxed atmosphere of Etosha Safari Camp, it's time to make your way to see some of the other wonders that Namibia has to offer. The 2.5-hour, 200 km, journey to the fresh and innovative Damara Mopane Lodge takes you southwards to Auto and then westwards towards Horixas. 20 kilometers before Horixas, set in a Mopane woodland, is Damara Mopane Lodge. This special lodge radiates a charm all of its own. Built in a semicircle labyrinth design as in kingdoms of old, the lodge utilizes its underground water wisely, nurturing an array of small food gardens. Each freestanding chalet resembles a small home with its own veranda and food garden planted with herbs, vegetables, marigolds and sunflowers that reach their happy faces to the sun. Laze around the gigantic turquoise pool, which lies at the heart of the lodge, and make your way up the hill to the sunset deck at the end of the day to watch the sun set over the Mopane woodland. Welcome to Damaraland. Although you are traveling through the Kunene region of Namibia, one of Namibia's 14 regions, the area you are heading towards is historically known as Damaraland, referring to the land of the Damara people. Together with the more remote Kaakoland further north, it is known as the Kaakovald. Damaraland is home to the desert elephant, a petrified forest and the Twyfelfontein rock engravings, as well as some impressive rugged landscapes of flat-topped red and purple mountains. 80 kilometers from Auto is the D2743 turnoff to Vingerklip Rock and the Ugab Terraces. Comprised of eroded layers of sedimentary rock, comprising deposits of calcareous sandstone and calcrete conglomerate, Vingerklip, Finger Rock, is a 30-meter-high rock finger that juts out above the Ugab Terraces, standing strong long after its contemporaries have weathered away into dust. Continuing toward Horixas, Damara Mopane Lodge's access road appears on the right-hand side. Prepare to be charmed as you drive into this refreshing oasis of a lodge. Spend the rest of the day relaxing at the pool or enjoying your spacious chalet and garden. In the late afternoon, make your way up the hill to the sunset deck to toast to the beauty of Namibia, as the sun colors the land in gold. From the sunset deck you have an impressive view of the lodge nestled between the trees and the expansive landscape. On a clear day, you can see all the way to the Brandberg Mountain, 100 kilometers away. As you make your way back down to the lodge after sunset, you are welcomed by a fire burning in the grate at the entrance to the lodge and the delicious aromas of the supper buffet, which includes the fresh fare from the garden. As most of Namibia's fresh produce is grown in South Africa and travels over vast distances, the greens are a healthy treat in the semi-arid land. The lodge is a destination in itself, and you may want to spend another day enjoying its peace and beauty, taking a break from the road before continuing to explore the intriguing country of Namibia. More about Twyfelfontein and surrounds. West of Horixas, the road becomes gravel and dips and rises for the next 100 kilometers to Twyfelfontein. Along the way, small, rustic roadside craft stalls, marked by creative mud sculptures of animals, sell seed necklaces, wooden animal and bird mobiles, wood roses and a variety of stones. Before you get there, 40 kilometers from Horixas, is the small petrified forest where a number of trees from ancient rivers were deposited millions of years ago, eventually fossilizing into stone. The trees are thought to be extinct conifers that became uprooted and floated down ancient rivers from further north, most likely from Central Africa. On the short circular guided walk, a few of these ancient fossilized, or petrified, tree trunks are visible lying on the ground, with several welwitschia plants nearby, surrounded by chunks of fossilized wood. Further on, following the D2612 turnoff to the left are the Twyfelfontein engravings. Twyfelfontein was recognized for its cultural importance and gained World Heritage status in 2007. It has one of the largest concentrations of rock engravings in southern Africa, with over 2,000 petroglyphs. 2,000 to 6,000 years old, the engravings, mostly of animals, were made by hunter-gatherers, who gathered at the springs in the mountain in the dry season. It is believed that shamans chiseled into the Echo sandstone as a form of prayer as they beseeched the gods for healing, rain, luck for the hunt and protection for their people. Guided walks are available to visit the main sites. These include an hour-long Lion Man route and Dancing Kudu route. The area was once known by its Damara name /Ush/Ice, place among packed stones. The name Tufelfontein stems from the time of farmer David Levin, who persevered with farming in the arid environment in spite of little available water. Neighbors who visited would often find him digging at the trickling spring, hoping to open it up to provide more water for his family and animals. They started to call him David Tufelfontein, the Afrikaans words for doubtful spring, and the name stuck. At the time of the Oudendal Commission in the 1960s, the farmers in the area had to vacate their farms and the land became part of Damaraland, set aside for the Damara people. The spring is still visible at the beginning of the walk to the rock engravings, as are the ruins of the old farmhouse. Many travelers also pay a visit to a nearby rock formation, 6 kilometers east of Tufelfontein, known as the Organ Pipes. Here, on the side of a small seasonal river, a dolerite sill has weathered to resemble the vertical columns of organ pipes. Further along the road is Burnt Mountain, a small mountain with a coating of dolerite and manganese, the reason for its burnt appearance. Damaraland is desert elephant territory, and the large pachyderms make their way along the Abawab River in the vicinity of Tufelfontein in the winter time. The desert elephants are free-roaming African elephants that travel along Namibia's ephemeral rivers, from the Ugab River northwards, where they are able to find sustenance from the riverine vegetation and drink from the underground springs.